In our reading from Revelation, John has a vision of a great city. The great city is the New Jerusalem, descending down from heaven, from God to earth. The city already has inhabitants in it from every nation. The entire city is illuminated by the light of Christ, the Lamb of God, so bright that there is no longer any need for the sun or the moon or the stars to shine. It's never night there. Its gates are always open, always welcoming the stranger, those who are cleansed from their sins by baptism and whose names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The river of life runs through the city. The river begins from the throne of the Lamb, the Messiah, the King. And the roots of these trees, such an enormous tree, the roots straddle the river on each side. It yields 12 different kinds of fruits for the nations. The citizens of this great city worship the Lamb, the resurrected Christ. They see him face to face, communing him as a friend with a friend. The name of Jesus is written on their foreheads. And together with the Lord, they will reign forever and ever. You will remember that the vision that John has in Revelation is a vision of what is, of what was, and what is to come. It's a timeless reality of the kingdom of God. The great city, the New Jerusalem, is also the way Jerusalem was always supposed to be. Jerusalem was always supposed to be filled with people from every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. Everybody was supposed to have perfect communion there with each other and with God. At the dedication of the temple, Solomon prayed that that would happen in his lifetime. They were there to worship the true and living God and experience healing and blessing together in Jerusalem. But of course, we know the history of Jerusalem in the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. Her inhabitants failed to keep God's covenant. They were exclusive, too much so, not always welcoming the stranger. Their gates were often locked. They did not love and serve one another as they were called to love. They were not as faithful to love and to serve their true and living God in that place. And Jesus, as you'll remember, wept over Jerusalem shortly before he was arrested and crucified. He said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often I would have gathered you as children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, yet you were not willing." Jerusalem even rejected her king and crucified him. John's vision is of the new Jerusalem, not just an earthly one that failed time and time again, but the vision of what the kingdom of God is truly like now. It's a picture of the way things ought to be, but also the way things truly are. Just as we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In 1937, Harry Sternberg painted a mural at the Lakeview Post Office in Chicago. The painting is entitled Epic of the Great City, Chicago. The picture tells the story of Chicago when it was just an outpost in America's frontier. It shows how industry and agriculture and the stockyards built the city from the ground up. It shows the Great Chicago Fire destroying the city in 1871. And then, like the phoenix rising out of her ashes, skyscrapers are rising out of the city afire. The spires and the tops of those skyscrapers cannot be seen to heights that are unknown. Our city, or as we often like to call her, Chicagoland, is a world-class city. It's one of the six cities considered to be world marathon majors, along with Boston, New York, London, Berlin, and Tokyo, in case you didn't already know. Sternberg's painting tells the story of what is, of what was, and what is to be of the city of Chicago, the great city. But it falls short of the glory and beauty of God's vision for who we should be, not only as a city, but as a church, as the city on the hill, the kingdom of God, who we are as the bride of Christ. It challenges us to do what this vision tells us to do, put Christ at the center, with the river flowing from it, from a tree that bears all these different kind of fruits for the nations. Or perhaps more accurately, acknowledge that Christ is at the center of our being. As Scripture says, in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Jesus, John tells us in his gospel, is the light who's come into the darkness. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Every generation of the inhabitants of God's great city, the New Jerusalem, have the challenge of this vision. We need to keep our gates open to the stranger and to the foreigner, to that stream of God's people flowing in from every tribe, nation, tongue, and people. It's why we say as a church, we welcome you to be at home among us. No matter where you're from, no matter what you've done, no matter who you are, the door is open for you to come and join us to gather around our Lord, the Lamb of God, our Savior, and give thanks for all of His gifts and lift Him up as He truly is the light of the world. At the font, we enter the gates of the New Jerusalem. In John's vision, everyone who came in was cleansed through baptism, washing away in the forgiveness of sins, but also sharing the adoption where we receive that indelible mark on our foreheads, just as Harmony in a few moments will receive. It's why we make the sign of the cross on the forehead of the newly baptized, and together we gather around the table, the tree of life, the tree of the cross, the Lord's table. There we receive the fruit for the nations, the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, for the healing, the forgiveness, and the assurance of eternal life for all peoples. John's vision is of the new Jerusalem that is, that was, and that is to come. I love the picture of this city coming to rescue the world. Usually it's the other way around, isn't it? The picture of a king coming to deliver a besieged city and her people. But here we see a city with the king at the center coming to deliver all people from the bondage to sin and evil and death. That is who we are. We are that new Jerusalem descending from heaven to bring blessing and nurture and healing to those around us. Just as Jesus says in our gospel, we will come to them and make our home with them. Peace I leave with you, Jesus says. Peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.